Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. $4.5 to $5 million. That's the estimated cost of repairs to the biosolids building of the wastewater treatment plant facility. The Northfield City Council declared a local state of emergency last night. Justin Wagner showed pictures of the damage, explaining a main location of the fire.
We're the pasteurization vessel, and this is also the biosolids conveyor, received extensive damage. And as you can see, most of the components are not identifiable.
In fact, the conveyor belt completely melted through onto the rollers. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said,
"This is catastrophic damage in the plant. I mean, that process is not going to be up for 6 to 12 months.
Staff was asking for the emergency declaration to be able to move quickly and not have to go through a competitive bid process. As for insurance coverage, the city already met their $75,000 deductible due to the flooding incident earlier this year.
So for each claim, there's $1,000 that we have to pay.
This will impact future premiums. Councilor Colby noted the extensive damage, asking why it took so long to put the fire out. The system alarms do not go to the fire department, but Bennett said staff did respond. Administrator Ben Mardig explained,
"When we talk about alarms, those aren't all fire alarms that are going off. That space in particular is not sprinkled, and so it does have some limited fire suppression based on the time that the plant was built. So certainly as we do a rebuild, there'll be a lot more protections built in."
An hour after the alarms went off, a passerby noted the smoke and called the fire department, who identified the location of the fire. Mardik said there was an electrical storm that evening. When the investigation by the insurance investigators complete, it will be made public. State fire marshal said there was no foul play. In the meantime, sludge has to be hauled out by truck. Depending on how long the system is down, that could cost an additional $1 million. Staff is also looking at a portable system. The rest of the functions of the wastewater treatment are in working order, and there is no issue to the public. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Mardik gave a recap of the entire meeting this morning. That interview is on KYMNradio.net. Filing for Northfield Council seats closed yesterday. John Dennison filed for Ward 4. He will run against incumbent Jessica Peterson-White. Greg Colby, the at-large councilor, is being challenged by Clarice Graybaugh. And Susie Nicassian, Ward 1, is running unopposed. As for the county level, filing also closed, and according to the Minnesota Secretary of State, David Miller is running unopposed for District 3 Commissioner, and Steve Underdahl of Faribault and Gordy Cosfeld are running for Commissioner in District 4. County Sheriff Troy Dunn and Attorney John Fossum are each running unopposed. And the Dundas Police Department now has a Facebook page.
Yeah, I think it's going to be useful because they're going to be able to post, some warnings and some, current information.
City Administrator John McCarthy, the Facebook address for the Dundas Police Department is DundasMNPD. I have that link on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.